time now to mark the week. Little piece of news and current events that's more popular than a story time at Kindy with David Seymour. The government, seven. Very, very solid week. The Prime Minister in Asia selling our image. McClay in China drumming up business. Mark Patterson in Australia spruiking our wool. Shane Jones slashing red tape and mining and sticking it up the Waitangi Tribunal. Ideas, policies, changes and common sense. It's got a desperately needed feel of momentum about it. The CPI, 3. The real issue is the 5.8, the non-tradable, the stuff we controlled, yet we aren't controlling it. OLA, 3. I feel slightly better knowing they left Australia as a whole as well as us. The Lerman trial, 7. Mainly for Justice Michael Lee and his 300-odd page summation and ruling and a display of rare intellect and even rarer wit. It made you want to pay a greater interest in the law, if not actually get into it. Speaking of which, jury selection, 3. Wah, wah, wah. 12 New Yorkers who don't care either way about Donald Trump. Come on. Transpower, 2. When do the tedious, repetitive warnings over supply stop and the delivery in the 21st century actually kick in? China, 6. More growth than they thought this week. Russia, 4. Because they're growing this year faster than any other major developed nation on Earth. Those sanctions work, eh? America, 6. More spending, more jobs than they thought. The IMF, 6. Upgraded the global growth forecast. StuffHub, 7. Because we wish them well, but it had a very distinct whiff of rip and read and cheap and hasty about it, didn't it, really? India, 8. Outside America, this might be the most fascinating election of the year. It starts this weekend, if for no other reason than scale. It is the biggest example of democracy ever. The AMP show in Christchurch, 3. It's a travesty, but what about the model? The model they talked about, are you serious? They spend 12 months for 3 days' revenue. You don't think there's a bit of room to wind the old efficiency up there just a little bit? Immigration, 6. You know I like arrivals. You know I like a bigger population. But you've got to be worried about the number of Kiwis leaving the country, surely. Supercars, 8. Sold out in Taupo both days. Cars with big engines are so hot right now. The Warriors, 8.
Up the Waz.
The Harris signing, the Manly escape, the Dragons win tonight. Yes, this. And that is the week copies on the website. And if you get one of these and you colour it in with a red felt tip and you cut it out, it makes an awesome poppy for this coming Thursday.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If I bump into a couple and they have a boy and they have a girl, and I'm like, oh, boy, girl, snip. You've got a boy, you've got a girl, get the snip. You're done. You get to figure out what it's like raising a girl. You get to figure out what it's like raising a boy. Save yourself a shit ton of stress and money. You've got your perfect little family.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.